All right, good afternoon, everyone, or should I say good morning, wherever you guys are at. My name is Ankamet Kaff. I am the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com, which is a professional trading firm. It is an educational and trading firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade, swing trade, and actively invest in the markets, in any market, stock market, futures market, Forex, cryptos, whatever you guys, your market of choice. I have been doing this professionally for over 20 years. I specialize in day trading futures into the first 2 hours of the morning. And I swing trade futures and stocks for wealth generation. I also invest in stocks, and literally takes me less than about 10 minutes a day to manage all my positions in stocks. And I'm very, very, very active in swing trading stocks. I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I've been a professional independent trader for 20 years, like I said. I do run a swing trading service for the last 13 and a half years. It's hard to believe that time flew by so fast. We have a proven track record, which is on our website. All the trades, the good, the bad, and the ugly are on our website. And I assure you, there's nothing ugly about them. I also run a futures trading room since 2017, and this came in by popular request. This is something that I have started to do, day trading futures. I've always been a stock day trader. I come with a vast experience, over 20 years in day trading stocks, but it was like 10 years ago when I shifted my day trading activity almost 90% into futures, and I didn't look back since then. It was on the recommendation of my financial planner and my CPA because of tax purposes. I was paying too much taxes. So they said, you know what? Just look into futures. I wasn't very excited at first, but then I gave it a second look and I never looked back off of that. We do offer a wide array of trading education for day trading and swing trading. And I do specialize in high velocity trades, whether it is swing trading stocks or futures. And I'm also the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system. And this just to know a little bit about myself, I focus on a synergy of price support resistance. So not only supply and demand, but actually 8 layers of price support resistance. And I look for confluence areas for confirmation. I also have specific trigger times that line up throughout the day, and also very focused on chart synchronicity and divergency. And today was the perfect day. We could talk a little bit about that later on if you guys don't have any questions, but we're going to take a look at that. This synchronized market that we had today between NASDAQ, so between the Qs, the SPYs, Dow, and Russell, right? You saw NASDAQ having some massive issues to the downside and just very wobbly. It's not really getting into the groove. Wow, the S&P. The S&P, the Dow, and Russell are flying. All right, so let's get started, everybody. Just type in your desired stocks, the stocks that you want me to take if you guys want to have my take into it, if you want me to analyze it. And we could also talk about some trades that I'm in. Our program is in right now, and we are rocking and rolling. And by the way, we just started earnings season, so this is going to be super, super exciting. Okay, here we go. All right, so first stock is going to be BABA. All right, let's take a look at BABA right here. All right, gonna take it first. Okay, so before we actually dive into the analysis, first off, I just wanted to share what I use on my technical chart. And by the way, why I'm flying, I know some of my people are here in the room, guys. Oh my goodness. Trail 100. Okay. Just sorry about that. David, I'm sorry. Trail 100. Okay. Okay. I'm doing two things at the same time. I'm here with two computers. Okay, guys, trail YM100. Lock in 100. We're already 100 points up. Okay, trail 100. All right, so back to PAWA. Sorry, this is like real time within the market data. All right, so BABA, right? First off, what indicators do I use? I see here Angel saying, what trend lines do you have on your chart? I don't have any trend lines on my chart. The lines that you guys see here are moving averages. I use the 200 simple moving average. I use the 50 simple moving average, and I use the 200 simple moving average. I also use a dynamic moving average, which is the 10 exponential moving averages. I use it mostly for day trading. It gives me a lot of confirmation into day trading. So these are the major moving averages that I'm using. I'm also using simple volume, and I'm using the William percent R. Now, when it comes to BABA, you could see here that from this technical chart, the price action is very sideways onto the daily. All right, let me just move this chat box here. All right, so this is the daily chart, as you guys can see. And the price action is moving a little bit higher. We did have a plethora of support here. Let me just take this line. So this is the support area at 77, and it's doing a little bit of a move to the upside. So you can see here that the price action is trying to, you know, from this low here it is. Okay, so it made the low, higher low, and it's just struggling right now to create a new higher low. Now, as of today, if the price action today is going to manage to get above yesterday's high, $93, the price action is going to go higher. So, Angel, I believe that your question was for swing trading. And if you guys want your bias for day trading or swing trading, please type in your symbol and the style of trading, whether it's a day trade or a swing trade. Sorry, guys, I'm a little bit distracted here because I'm in trades. Okay, so with that being said, this is what I'm seeing on the technical pattern. If it trades over 93, it will go to 97, ultimately go to 100 and 105 area into this prior high. So it does have room for higher. The pattern suggests that the price action may want to go higher. Today's not going to be a decision day, not unless the price of 93.45 is going to get tagged. So if you see the price over this 93.41, that is going to represent an entry. The risk will be under this candle low, today's candle low, if that's going to happen today. If not, your reference is going to be into tomorrow. So it's still not decided yet. The bias is moderate bullish on the technical chart. From the weekly perspective, I like the fact that we have a low, we have a double bottom formation, and we have a little bit of a lifted low, which shows that the price action may be ready for a continuation higher. So if it breaks last week's high was $97. So throughout this week, if we see a print of $97, and if the price action will take that $97 out, the price will start moving higher. Okay, this price should start moving higher towards 100, 105. And then if we take out the 105, we could go back into the 120. So Angel, that was my bias for BABA. I'm not in, just a quick disclaimer. Weekly chart, let's go a little bit far out onto the monthly chart. T is just not going anywhere. I'm actually going to go far out to a quarterly chart because I don't see the support. Okay, here it is. This is the quarterly chart. Is just took out the low here of $14, and this was from back in 2003. This is Q1 of 2003. So it's just going lower than that. Volume is a little bit lower here. So that means that it may be an organized distribution, and the downside may continue for some time. Now, from the monthly perspective, you could see here that we took out quarterly pivot lows, and it's just into a downward motion. You could see here that after a very fairly sideways, very choppy range that we had from 2011 all the way into the 2020, well, we started downtrending, because you can see the clear signs of downtrends. We have the prior high, lower high, lower high, lower high, lower high. So I think that is just going to continue to go lower. Massey. All right. So Massey on the monthly revisiting the prior lows right here. So it's still not proving that it wants to go in any direction as of yet. So far, these lows seem to be the happening place. $100, $105 is going to be the area of test. You could see a prior pivot here into the 103. We also had one that it blew below it into the 124. This was minor support. This is the secondary level of minor support into the 105 level. From the monthly chart, no directional bias. We see selling that is happening onto the weekly, strong resistance into the 200 SMA. I wouldn't go long and I wouldn't short this one. And very low volume. So if you guys like low volume, you know, I don't trade low volume. So for me, you know, a stock needs to be trading at least 1.2 or 1.5 million shares on a daily to start rocking and rolling. All right. So today we saw a gap down. Gap down testing the prior low from the daily. You guys can see it right here with a little bit of more volume. This is, I would say, a short-term scalp, if you will. So today is going to be the decision day for Massey. So in the sense that tomorrow, if it takes out the high, I don't know if this is going to be the high for today. We still have a few hours into 4 o'clock. But in any case, gauge what the high is today. Mark that high. And if tomorrow it breaks over this high, then it will have a tradable void to go into, most likely into the 130 to 135. And like I said, this is going to be a very short-term swing to the upside. And of course, if the price action tomorrow is going to take out this 108, let's say whatever the high is today, you could place the stop. It's called a pin trade, a pin gap trade. So this is your stop is going to be just below today's low. All right, Angel. I'm pretty much sure that I answer all your question. Mike is asking about UPS. Here's UPS coming up. UPS into a daily rotation. UPS is actually having a trigger right now. You can see that it's trading above the prior candle high from yesterday. So it's into a rotational pattern. I like the 1, 2, 3, 4 bar pullback into the 10 EMA. This 10 EMA also comes with confluence from this prior low. So you can see here that we had a gap. This is the gap of resistance. And if you can, here's the visual so you guys can see it. Okay, so this is the gap up resistance. And you can see here that the price action not only took out this high, it was tested and proved that the price action wants to go a little bit higher here, but it pulled back, the 200 SMA held, and it pushed a little bit higher. And now the pullback is coming into this minor support created by this prior pivot, by this prior high over here. So it's very nice and sustainable. We have the rising 10 EMA. This is and has been into a power trend since June of June 28th of 2023. It has room to continue higher at least into the 187. This is the short-term target into it. If it breaks 187, has room to 190 and back into to fill this whole entire gap. Sixter YM, are you talking about my gorgeous YM trade that we did today? Oh my goodness. All right. So here, oops, sorry. See, I thought I'm on the other platform, YM. All right. YM gorgeous move. I was mentioning today in my trading room to my traders that once YM is going to break 35,000, it's going to go to 35,248. That is the next target for this gorgeous, gorgeous trade. The high is coming from April 18th, 2022. And this is the high that we have here of, this is another high of 400, but we have another high here of 35,280. We have another high of 35,248. You guys can see it right here. Spot 35,248. This is the target that we had, for today. It's almost there. Massive, massive, massive profits. But here's how we traded it today, because we had some swings in RTY, the day trade. We had a swing from RTY from yesterday, and we had a trade in S&P. Okay. Today, this is what we traded today. We had a bullish above level. Let me just see. I don't have the other platform on here, but we had a bullish above level here because of the base. Let me just go to the 60 minute. All right. So we had a bullish above level just around this of this 55 area. So my entry was 56. You can see where it's trading right now into the 70. This is pure profit. This is day trade, by the way. This is a day trade. So it's trading at 70. Our entry is 55. 1 point at VS is $50. Needless to say, we position size and we have way more, and I have way more than one contract here. So still into this gorgeous trade. And this is ES. I just wanted to show you by comparison. This is well lined up. And we also had a bullish above in YM here. We had a bullish above at 34,798. Here's the bullish above level that I'm holding at. All right. So this was the blast off. All right. I wasn't as fast as my traders in the trading room. We had these levels, these institutional levels marked. We also had a bullish above in RTY over 1966. We had a bullish above in S&P 50 over 55. And we had a bullish above in YM over 34,798, just above these highs right here. And like I said, the target is going into 200, 250, 280. That is where that is where we're seeing the price action moved. But like I said, personally, I didn't get it here. A lot of my traders already did get it, but I got in based on this 5 minute and I added because I was already in Russell. I was already in ES. All right. Printing cashola right there. And this is where I got in. So I got in at 35,000 and I have a trail stop right now into 100. Okay. So I just trailed out right now, trail out into 100. So 100 points for a very brief period of time from 10:30 to now. Right. So yeah. And this is actually a trade that lasted longer because typically my trades do not last, as much. Instant gratifications. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. All right. Just let me know what you guys are looking at right now. What are their stocks you want me to have analyzed for you guys? All right. If not, we could talk some of the stocks that I called in my service, like Caterpillar. Okay. I hope you guys have Caterpillar. Okay. Amazon. Here is Amazon. All right, let's take it to the daily. So I just assumed that you guys are interested in the swing of Amazon and PLTR and so far, so forth, because I did request that you guys type in the symbol and the style of trading, whether it's for day trading, swing trading, or investing. So I know which time frame to look at. All right, but considering I'm going to take a wild guess and say you guys are looking for swings, right? All right. So Amazon is in a pullback phase onto the daily. So it's right onto the 10 EMA and minor support into the 130 zone. It's not ready for any kind of action today and any kind of decision. One of the reasons why it's stalling is because it has reached massive resistance onto the weekly chart into the 200 simple moving average, and it's not going anywhere soon. And also from the monthly chart, we already had a rotation for higher, and the reason why we're stalling is because of the weekly resistance that we had here. So last week we blasted a little bit above, and we actually closed above the 200 SMA. But this week we're just hanging on into that resistance. It's not ready to do anything right now. Bias for now is neutral towards moderate bullish because it's trading right now, and this low today is trading into the minor support, the highs that were created at the end of June. It is very possible that tomorrow we may have a rotation. So far, we have this really nice hammer candle. It's a bottoming tail candle that is revisiting the 10 exponential moving average, and we may have a potential run into tomorrow. If tomorrow we take out today's high, we will start bouncing. If not, we will, and if we violate this 10 EMA and the minor support zone, which is pretty much coming into the 130 I'm sorry, the 131 level. So if we blast below the 131, then we may still have a continuation lower into the 129. This is not something that I would short. I don't short mega power trends. The other stock, so I hope this was a good answer to your question. I hope it brought some clarity. PLTR is the next one. Okay, so PLTR with a new high today. It had a nice pullback rotation and took off the high. Today it took off the high, but then it's coming back in to revisit yesterday's high. So on the weekly, this could be like a massive break. The only problem that I see here is that there is this congestion. There's this congestion right here. You guys could see it formed by these lows that are creating this resistance right here. This is the only problem. And once the price action, and it's going to go in weekly stages. So what that means is that if the price action is going to hold and close and continue to make new closes on the week above the prior week high, or even inside the prior week, the price action will likely start grinding a little bit higher. And it does look like it has a target into $20. So if you're in, look for a target into $20. If you're not in and you're looking for an entry, you know, the entry could be anywhere from 17 to 17.50. Your stop is going to be under $13.50. And your target one is going to be into $20. If $20 is going to be tested and accepted, and if the price action is going to start swinging a little bit into the 21, then you have a next target into 22, 22.50, and then ultimately 25 and going into 30. So that is my take on PLTR. FCX swing, Pat. Okay, here's the FCX swing. And copper has been holding pretty well. I was looking at copper today, and metals in general have been holding. This is the weekly pattern. I think the daily pattern is way too noisy to take a look at, and it's way too thinner. So I think your best choice when swinging is to go far out to the weekly or even the monthly chart, because these can be a little bit longer price action duration. It can take a little bit longer to develop. So let's start with the monthly chart here. So we have a low and we have a higher low. If you can see here, that's kind of like this diamond shaped pattern. So that is suggesting that if it takes out one of the edges, may start continuing higher, but it's still not there yet. So from the weekly perspective, we do have a double bottom just above this 200 SMA. We do have a higher low in comparison to these prior lows that we generated last year in September. And as of right now, we have a little bit of a consolidation and we're trying to reverse this pullback. So this pullback came with a high and a lower high. And now we have to take out this prior high in order to start, you know, kind of like, you know, trying to push a little bit harder. To me, FCX is more of a longer term trade than even a swing at this point. I don't like it as a swing. But if this week is going to trade over 42.25, it may start, it may be ready to go higher as 43, 43.50, $44. And if over 44, then we can challenge the 46. It's going to be a little bit, you know, choppier way. SQ. Okay, so I'm glad you brought SQ up because SQ is a trade that we have been in. And we have the trade, my trade, I took it on July 11th and I took it at $69.70. So I'm in the trade. And it does look higher. It does look like I have an ultimate target into 80 and 81. $78 was my third target. So it's already trading into target. I think it's way too late. If you want to get it right now, you have to wait until there's a pullback or something lining up. It's really way extended from the weekly as well. It can run into this prior high right here of 83. So these are my targets at 80, 81, 83, and then ultimately into the 90s. From the day trading, you can see that the price action already, so look, it already left the building. It's already done. It's already, you know, it just passed through the first one of the first bigger resistance areas from a pivot. And it does have room for higher, but at this point, it doesn't provide you with any entry. So if you took it last week from 69.70 when it had the breakout, here's the breakout that happened. It had an earlier one that I didn't take into the 68, right? But I took it at 69.70. So I took the confirmation because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I don't have any kind of, okay. All right. I don't trade options. FYI, I don't trade options, guys. Okay. And PayPal is in sync. I'm in both of them. And I usually don't do this because I diversify a lot. But PayPal, I took it a day before on July 10th, and I took it at $68. This is where I took it. 68, right on the break. Okay. 68. Here it is. Okay, so I took it over here. You can see it. The trigger came on July 10th. You can see the little pullback right here. You see one candle, second candle. This is the inside candle. So I took it over 68. So I took the top of this inside candle. This is my entry. And we're running into a lot of resistance here. So with PayPal, with PayPal, we already achieved the majority of targets. Right. And we're running into this 200 SMA. 75 would be like the dream target, ultimate target. But we have active trails into this that I update on daily. And today, at the end of the day, we're going to start trailing 73.50 or something like that, 73.25 to 73.50. But I'm both into PayPal. PayPal, I took it on July 10th, and Square, I took it on July 11th. And it's not very common that I, you know, take two trades pretty much into the same category, but the setups were so good that I wanted to take part of. All right. Any other stocks that you guys are watching? Any other stocks that you guys are watching or want my take on it? RCL. RCL and CCL have been incredibly strong. RCL and CCL both have been incredibly strong. You can see here that I analyzed RCL. RCL is into a massive minor support zone, even though it's very extended, but it may come in to a heavy buy zone. So far it has support. You see this horizontal line into the $97 area. So it does have nice minor support there. Minor support is great in ongoing trends. It proves that the price action has many more odds of continuing higher than major price support resistance. So today we took out these highs, which made it a really good candidate for a continuation higher. And again, RCL with CCL, you know, they're pretty much in sync, but RCL looks really good over $100. Today it went to $100.80. I'm into RCL, just FYI, and I am applying a stop in RCL below $97, so just below this horizontal line. I'm looking for targets all the way into these highs of 103 to 105, so I'm very bullish on it. I also looked at CCL last night, pretty much into the same category. The minor support, though, is into the $16. I like the catch into the 20 SMA and the fact that today it took out this 10 EMA, but the day is still young. Let's see where we close today in CCL. But these are both the same types of setups that are developing in the market. They look pretty solid. They look very good. SMCI. All right. SMCI is on a run. On a run, SMCI on the run. The entry was back here in June. Since then, it has not provided any kind of entry. And in fact, the weekly was really suggestive, 242.50. It may start running a lot higher. Do you have some targets on it? Are you in it? Steve Kong, are you in it? Because I can provide you with some targets. All right. Okay, gotcha. All right. So I'm going to give you, you know, let me give you an idea of where it can run into. Let's see. So now it's into a little bit of resistance. You can see why for the last 3 days it has been trading into this 305, but if it clears this 305, 306 level, it has a huge gap of air to 340. So that would be the next target into 340. James, yes, it's being recorded. Okay. RMIONIONQ. I don't think I've ever traded this one ever. IONQ. All right. This one is consolidating into the high. So this looks like a really nice breakout over $15 and, let's say 30 cents. Looks like a really good breakout. Weekly chart. This is really nice, RM. This is really, really nice. I actually like it. Thanks for the idea. Thanks for the idea. I really like it. Even up over today's high, because it proves that it wants to pinch a little bit higher. The stop could be placed below these lows over here, and it has a good potential for the upside. So I'm looking at 17.70 to 18.70 for a target of one. So within this parameter, and then if it takes out the $19, then it could squeeze much, much, much higher. I like it a lot. Thank you for the trade idea. IOT and great find, by the way. Great find. Oh, here's another one. All right. Here's another one. Yeah, I like this one as well. I like the fact that it has the double bottom formation, higher low, first higher low, second higher low, proving that it takes out the IPO high from 2021 here. And by the way, this is the weekly chart. It looks way higher. It's doing a buy pocket off the 10 EMA power trend. It will start moving higher once it takes out. Okay, not quite. Okay, that approximately, let's call it like that. If it takes out the $30.80, it could start going towards the 35, going into the 39 and 40. Really nice finds. All right, AMD. AMD. AMD, we got to show a lot of love to AMD, Mike, because I love it. AMD looks higher, 118.80. Okay. What, this is the weekly chart. Let me go a little bit to the daily chart. Okay. So 118.80 is the level that I have a buy order in already set this morning. So if it takes out this high, it's gonna, I see a lot of consolidation. I love this action here, this kind of like rounded bottom. I see the low and the higher low, and I already have, like I said, a buy order in AMD at 118.80. I'm gonna use a stop of 106. I'm gonna use this stop right here because I'm looking for the bigger picture of the bigger target into the 130s and plus beyond that. All right. SYM, RM, you're on fire. Oh my goodness. Here's another one from RM. RM, I want to have you on my scan team. This is a really nice find. I like the fact that, first of all, RM is only looking in the direction of the institutional money. If the power trend is up, he's only looking for longs. I love it. I love it. This is like the definition of winner. Okay. So I love the a little bit late to the pattern because the breakout had already happened at 48 and it's already trading into kind of like target area, 51 to 52 target. Looking very good. This was the actual entry on it, 44.77 to or 45 late entry, but it's trading any kind of pullback in this, but you have to wait like days for a pullback in this. And the monthly, wow, look at this. This is incredible. Nice run, SYM. So no, I don't see any entries as of right now for any kind of swings, but if you're in, stay in. Looks gorgeous to the upside. Okay, another incredible stock brought to you by RM. All right, here's Ceres Satellite. This Ceres Satellite just generated massive income, massive gains, and created six figures from 2009. Got Ceres Satellite for peanuts, and I loaded the boat on it, Mike. And I just have really great memories of Ceres Satellite. I'm all out of right now, but it was a great investment. Look, there are times like recession when or crisis that create the best opportunities into the market. And that was one of them. Took it at 12 cents, I believe it was Sirius Satellite, took it at 12 cents. Anyways, okay, so the price has left the building already. So it's trading into highs. This is a great opportunity. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Just keep it, Mike. Keep it. It does have the potential to run. Here you have some support that is going to translate into resistance, $5.69. This is where the price is going to be attracted to. This is going to be the first area. The second area is going to be this 200 SMA into the $5.92 right here. Okay. So again, very amazing buy was right here. I didn't buy it, but I just want to show you right here. Okay. This is approximately where I got it. Okay. I think it was 11 cents or, and I kept on adding here. Okay. This is where I got out in 22. Okay. This is where I got out in 22. And this is the gain over 1700% gain on it. So yeah, it generated six figure plus into the investing account. All right, let me know what other stocks are you guys watching, or do you want me to go through some that I have already scanned for? Oh, Chewy, I love Chewy. Chewy was upgraded yesterday, and I'm in. All right, as you can see, I'm in a lot of stocks. Okay, let's go to the daily. So it was upgraded yesterday by Goldman Sachs, and it was just, oh my God, it was like, yes, it's going to $40. No, back down. It was like, okay, got all excited and then back down. For me, it's a long-term trade, Mike. I really like it as a long-term. The short-term swing, so for example, a swing trade, you hold for about from 2 days to about 2 weeks, you need to see it over $40. If it trades over $40, it's gonna try to go a little bit higher. I like the weekly as well. The weekly is pretty strong here. I like the fact that we had the low, we had the higher low, and we have the double bottom with confirmation. And here we have the higher low. So again, if it takes out the $40, this would be a confirmed pivot here into the 35, and it would be ready to squeeze all the way into 50. Okay. Does that make sense? All right. T-Doc. Okay, here is one that is not lifting off the bottom. It was, very hot during the pandemic, and now everybody is out of it. You know, not a lot of interest drawn into it. It's still under a lot of pressure. It's very sideways. Volume, as you guys can see, it's just very low. There was a dump in here. You could see the high volume in here that came in. It was a dump, and now it's just very, very, very sideways. No interest into it. And no patterns, by the way, no patterns. I don't see any technical pattern that would suggest, you know, let's buy. And as long as it's trading still under the 10 EMA, it's not going to get any kind of attention. Okay. That's T-Doc. Hope that helps. Okay. CVNA. I actually posted publicly on Twitter, this trade. And I posted the daily. If you guys go on my Twitter feed, I don't have it right here, but I can look for it. This was the breakout, over $29. Okay. And profits into $41. So this was the gain. This was the gain right here. Okay. As of right now, it's creating a different shelf. You can see that it's notated. You can find it on my public Twitter feed. I post a lot of trading ideas on twitter.com/tradeoutloud. So if you guys want to follow me there, that is where you're going to have a plethora of trading ideas to work with. But again, it's creating another shelf into the $34. And right now it's consolidating into the $40 area. It may try to make another run at it. Like I said, I had a target of $41 into it. I'm out of it, but it does look like it wants to go to around 55 to 58. Okay. Shop. I got to tell you, it's kind of weird, you know, working on the laptop. So I'm not a laptop person when I'm trading, but Okay, so shop here is the support, the most recent support at $60.70. It has been sideways for a fairly long period of time. Last week, it just blasted a little bit higher, then it pulled back. I have it in my list, in my hot list, but I've never pulled the trigger on it. It does look like it wants to go to 76, but it's not ready for any kind of commitment right now. Okay, Annette. Okay, Annette is heading towards a really big breakout. I like the monthly better into it. Here is the exact parameter because I have it on my hot list. Over $172.65. If it breaks that, it's going to go higher, much, 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 much higher. Let me give you some targets on it. 185, 200, 220. Mike, that is a great question. I'm really happy that you brought it up. So earnings season for me is the time when I'm making most of my money fast, easy, and the best follow-throughs happen. So, you know, as traders, we don't care whether, you know, the stock is moving up or down or the index or the futures index or what have you. You don't care what it's doing. Earnings season provides an extra adds extra volume to the market, adds extra volatility. I trade after it reports. I don't take a trade. For example, you know, we have earnings from Tesla and Netflix coming tomorrow after the closing bell. Okay, so let's just put it up here. We have Tesla. Here's Tesla. Okay, let's put it on the daily. So we have earnings in Tesla. You can see here, all these charts are worked. I would not take it now as a swing. You can day trade it into earnings, but you cannot, I would not swing trade it because you're always going to have surprises into it. If you, for example, and I'm just giving you this as an example, but you have to know your risk tolerance and you know how much you can endure if the price goes against you, if you want to take it as a swing, and let's say you take it here at 287 and you go like, I'm pretty sure it's going to beat earnings, although nobody knows until that very day of the report, which is coming tomorrow after the market closes. Nobody knows. And you could have, and let's say you could get into a swing long, let's say you buy it right now. And then you can find out that, you know, right after earnings, you know, the price is at 200. Okay. So you got to make sure that, you know, so this trade from a swing trade pretty much transforms itself into an investment because you either get out because, you know, like you, a lot of traders, and this is why a lot of traders lose because they freak out. They don't know if the price goes against it. They really freak out. They don't know how to work the trade. It depends on your trading objective, okay? So if you want to take it for long term, you could buy it anywhere, but know your risk tolerance for it. But if you take it as the, if you want to take it as a swing trade, it, you know, highly, highly advised to take it after it reports earnings because earnings are the big surprise. Netflix is going to report, the first tech stock that is going to report tomorrow after the closing bell. You could see here how tempting it is to buy it as a swing long, right? I mean, it could have great earnings or it could suck. And in case, you know, think about the downside. What if it sucks? And what if the price is going to really go against you? The only way you could do it, and I don't know if this is for you or for anyone here in here that is listening, but you could trade options, okay? You could trade options if you really want lottos into earnings. You know, or, you know, something like that. It's the only way to do it if you want to take trades before earnings. If you, I, for example, don't do that. And what I do is I swing trade. So I evaluate the stock after it reports earnings. And if it provides an entry after after earnings the next day or the next week, then I will have the patience to wait for that setup to form. By the way, NASDAQ futures just traded. It's trading right now above the moderate bullish above. So it shook everybody out of the trade. And right now it's back up. 15,843 is the bullish above level. All right. So any other stocks, guys? Any other stocks? All right, let me show you. Let me show you a little bit of what I do. So I run a swing. I run a swing trading service. If you guys want to learn more about it, you can head on to my website, which is tradeoutloud.com. You guys have it right here, and you go under services, and I run the Stock Swing Trader, which is the program that we created 13 years ago. And this is the Stock Swing Trader. It's part-time trading. So you will need about 10 minutes a day at the most, if not even less than that, 5 minutes a day to manage. And basically here, what we do is we analyze 6,000 stocks almost every single day for you. We find out what the runners, the potential winners, stocks that have the possibility and the odds of running faster, hear me out, running faster into target. So not like, you know, sitting in a position forever. What we do is we do the market analysis. I do ample research on all the stocks. I have very strict swing trading criteria. I know laser sharp entries, and all the trades are going to be called with laser sharp entries, with stops, with targets. And yes, you can use them to trade options as well. So I do the market research. I do the market analysis. I scan through 6,000 stocks every single day. I do use a scanner for that. That points me into the right sector, into the right stock that have that possibility of setting up. This program is basically super simple. On Mondays, Monday lunch or around noon or in the evening, you get a newsletter that is going to include the earnings for the weeks, the major economic releases that are highly to create some impact into the market. You're going to get the best performers in the market where you can assess the sector rotations. You're going to get a series of the first batch. So for example, we had the newsletter sent out last week, and we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 trades that were already called out. What we call in the program is swing trades that have a life duration of 2 days to 2 weeks, and also investing trades that take for months to years. So if you're looking to for wealth creation, generational wealth, we do call those trades as well. They don't happen every week. They don't happen every month. But when they happen, they're called out. You have real-time access to the performance portfolio, which I'm going to show you in just a few minutes. We do have follow-up and support. So we have a private Twitter feed that I'm going to show you in just 1 second. And of course, I think one of the best things is that if you have a question, you know where to find me. So it's not one of those services that is running on bots or anything like that. All right, this is 2023 TOL Stock Swing Trader. You're going to get access to this sheet. This sheet is coming with a lot of tabs on the very, very bottom that I'm going to show you in just a second. Basically, you're going to have here the symbol, the direction, the entry, the stop, the target. These highlighted targets were targets that were already hit, right? These are the exit prices. This is the gain percentage, gain or loss percentage. And these are the percentages that we realized at the end of the month. This is from entry to the exit area for our stocks. So we have this performance. And in fact, if you go here, it's on our website, actually. You got to go on our website. It's not here. It's on our website. If you scroll to the very bottom right here, if you scroll to the very, very bottom, view swing trading performance. I mean, how many traders do you know that keep a performance? Like, seriously, let's say, what did your account do in 2014? Boom, here it is in 2014. Okay, here it is in 2014. How did your account do in 2016? Okay, here is what it did in 2016. How did your account do in year 2000, right? In 2020, I'm sorry, when we had the pandemic, how did you do? Take a look at these gains. Take a look at these gains. Okay, take a look at these gains. Take a look at these gains under pandemic circumstances. Take a look at these gains right here. This would have tripled your account right here. Okay, so not only that, we have the performance for all the months. Okay, so here we go. So here are our latest trades, and I don't share this, but remember that I was telling you guys that we're in PayPal. I was telling you guys that we're in Square. We are in Sophie and Mara, FND, huge winner, by the way. Dell, NVT, massive winner. Caterpillar, I called yesterday. Do you guys want to see Caterpillar today? It was called yesterday. That's what I call instant gratification. Okay. So you can see it here. Okay. Not here. Sorry. Caterpillar was called 257. Okay. That's the entry, 257. Already today had a high of 263. Okay. 263. So this is just one example. First target was 260, second target 263. So you already achieved two targets, like just like that, super fast. We have on Watch McDonald's, you see it without parameters. That's because we don't have an entry yet on it. We remember I was telling you guys that I'm an RCL, here it is. And these are some of the stocks that we're in right now. Okay, now this list can continue or can grow into the end of the week, or these are just the trades for the week. It depends on the market environment, just to let you guys know what we do. Okay, and by the way, if you see 100% here, it's because we don't have the exit prices yet. These are all active trades, not one stop. Okay, take a look at IWM that we had last week. We had almost 3% gain on it, right? Google, we lost 3, but then we gained 3 here. And these are massive wins right here. These are massive wins. Okay. We still have positions open. Take a look at this. Home Depot long investing at $300, right? That's Home Depot. You want to see where Home Depot is right now? This is Home Depot. Okay. Home Depot is trading, had a high right here of 321 and now it's trading at 316. So this is the kind of service and attention and thought I put into this. I've been doing this for over 25 years and this is what I do for a living. Costco, longer term, $519. You want to see where Costco is? Okay. By the way, it's one of my favorite stocks. It's trading at 553. Wouldn't you want these profits in your account right now? I mean, seriously, guys, think about it. This is the service that we have been delivering for so long, for 13 years. This is Costco right now, 553. This is Costco. Long-term, $520. You still have targets right here. So see, that's why it's 100% because it's not closed yet, but it's massively up, massively up. Boeing, CRM, these are all stocks that we're in. You see Chewy here as well. Okay, so just to have, you know, just an idea of the stocks of the trades that we do here and the program. So if you want to join, we have plans and pricing. We have a monthly plan, which is $199 a month. And we have an yearly plan where you basically pay for 10 months and have access to 12 months. And I promise you guys that I'm going to take you to the Twitter feed. I'm going to take you to the Twitter feed right here. This is my public feed, but I'm going to take you. Oh, I don't have it here. Oh, bummer. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't have it here. Sorry about that. Yeah, because I wanted to show you. Yeah, I wanted to show you how profitable we are and how, you know, you don't hear like, oh my gosh, we stopped out of one trade, two trades, five trades. Okay. Mike, you don't short stocks as well. Is there a reason to short? I did receive the memo on shorting. Last that I heard is this is a massive bullish market. You don't short in a bullish market. You look for stocks that have the power to continue higher with the institutional money flow. Where's the institutional money flow, guys? I'm just going to put spies right here. Mike, what trend is this? Higher. Right? Let me go here into the monthly. Okay. Is there any reason to short this year? No, zero. So to answer your question, I short only when we are into a downtrending market. I like to have really massive gains with the institutional power moves. I trade in sync with the institutional power move. So no, I don't short a ongoing massive market. I love my gains. I love my gains. In fact, if you can see here, okay, take a look. Oh, okay. Take a look at the performance. Okay. All right. Any other questions, everybody? Guys, this is not a, let me put this. Oh my gosh. I'm never going to do this webinar on a laptop. It is just cray cray. Like, I don't have. And by the way, if you guys are trading only off a laptop, oh my God, I don't know how you do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. Okay. All right. Any other questions?